Hello out there to all of my crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and this is the Crown Talk Podcast. We are into season 3, episode 1. I'm excited. Thank you guys so much for just sticking it out with me. So just going back down a memory lane really quickly. The Crown Talk Podcast started off as a part of the AA meeting podcast, which I miss my friends and my sister. It went from there to actually being on his own platform to being on, yes, his own platform on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere, iHeartRadio. So yes, and now we are into season 3, where you can also catch the Crown Talk Podcast on crownones.com, which is also created by me. So I am tuning my horn a bit. I'm very proud of myself. Yeah, and that's okay. You should have your moments when you are proud of yourself, because we beat ourselves up 85% of the day. So at least for 15%, I can say, good job, Brie. Good job. So, and good job out there to the Crown Ones for whatever you're doing, whatever you have decided to do to step outside of your comfort zone, your crown is recognized. I myself will be stepping out of the comfort zone for season 3. There are just going to be some episodes with just me speaking to you guys, having my transparent moments. And as I say that, my body just felt so uncomfortable saying transparent moment. But yeah, I think and I feel and God has nudged me a couple of times that it's time for me to put myself more out there in the spotlight. Also, give you guys information about me and my transparent moments and when did I, discover my crown and things of that nature. So, in order to fly, sometimes you have to jump out of the nest. So, I'm jumping out of the nest this season, and we're going to start that with episode 3. But before we do that, of course, I have to let you guys know what's going on with Crown Ones. So, follow CrownOnes_COM on Instagram. There, I try to post daily affirmations, just reminders that you are crowned, and also any new postings for the blog is posted there. I also follow the Facebook group Crown Ones, same thing there, just posting affirmations, reminding you that you are crowned. You also have crownones.com. That is my new baby. Yes, blog posts go there. I'm still working on doing more features with other bloggers. Yeah, and also I will still have guests on the show, so any information about them will be on crownones.com. Also, I've been working. CrownOnesMerch.com, where you can get your She is Crown, He is the Culture, and also It's the Crown for Me series. And that series is the Crown for Me, It's the Crown for Him, It's the Crown for Her. So, yes, check out all those things. Anything that you do, purchase, listen, is to support me. And believe it or not, a lot of stuff I do on my own, as far as the recording, the cover art, the website, the crownwasmerch.com. I have one crown with many jewels. Also, check out npn.llc.com for my other podcast neighbors. A lot of content on there from different podcasters from Jacksonville, Florida, in other cities. In other states. So yes, check that out. You will also see me on Flowers for the Culture podcast with my friend Mr. Alfie. So yes, your girl is out here working, because I don't know what else I would be doing. besides actually, like, I have like a full-time job, but outside of that, this is where I grow, this is where I learn, so I'm blessed for that. And because of you guys supporting all the crowns out there, again, thank you. I am an introvert and I get involved in my craft, and sometimes I cut the whole world off and only come back out when there's something going on, but I'm learning that that is not always the thing to do, which is why, again, season 3 will be more about me and just sharing some more moments with you guys. So, yes, thank you. Thank you again for pressing play. I appreciate it from my heart to my crown. Alrighty. So let's get into some things. So this episode will be called You Are Enough or The Enough. And the reason why I wanted to start off this episode with You Are Enough is because I just got done reading Elaine Welroth's book, More Than Enough, Claim Your Space for Who You Are No Matter What They Say. And I actually did the audiobook. But I'm actually going to purchase the book. I'm learning that for every audible I get, I should also purchase the book. That way I can always go back and read some things. But a wonderful story she has. She was named the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, making her the second person of African-American heritage in 107-year history to hold such a title. And if you ever watch Project Runway on Bravo, she was also on there as a judge. And I believe right now she is on The Talk. So I enjoyed the book. It had a lot of crown moments for me, which I'm going to share with you guys. Also, there is a foreword by Ava DuVernay, and also she had like a conversation with Ava DuVernay in the book, and that really hit home to me because I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys. 3 years ago, when my everything consistent turned into being inconsistent and I thought I was going to lose my mind, I had a dream that Ava DuVernay sent me a tweet. And she was like, it's time to tell your story. And when I woke up, I was like, what in the world? So I went on Twitter. I was already following her. And I was like, it felt so real that I was actually like looking for the tweet. But I just wanted to speak that into existence. But yes, about 3 years ago. And coming back full around circle, listening to Elaine's book, and then just her having that conversation, and she was also telling, Ava DuVernay was telling Elaine, you need to tell your story. So again, that was just confirmation that I need to tell my story through her story, or however that goes. So yes, so let's get into it. Okay, I'm going to tell you 3 reasons why you are enough. And when I say that, I say it as you being the individual king or queen that you are enough. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm also speaking to myself, because long story short, or transparent moment, I was in a relationship, or as I call them, ships, for about 10 years. And when it came to the end, that was back in like 2018, 19, I just felt like I wasn't enough for myself, and that really, really got to me. And even now, sometimes when I'm moving around and trying to do everything on my own and trying to understand things and accept things, I get so drained and I don't feel like I am enough. And I have that moment in my life where I'm just like, I can't do this no more. And that can be work, personal life, blogging, podcasting. It's like I can't do this anymore. But I'm here and I'm talking to you guys, and you guys are listening, and I'm sure that you guys have had your moments where it's just like, I cannot do this anymore. So again, let's get started. So you are enough because you are experienced, you are seasoned. Sometimes when we are in a rut, sometimes when things are not going our way, we feel like we don't know enough. We don't know you know, if we have enough, we feel like we're just not enough to go through that storm. Like we're not prepared with our umbrellas, our rain boots, the poncho. Shout out to my mom. I used to hide my poncho when I was in middle school. It's the ugliest thing ever. But yeah, we feel like when we go out into the storm, you know, like I said, we don't have our rain boots, our poncho, galoshes, rain hat, umbrella. We just feel like we're just not prepared. And so what we would do, speaking in an analogy, we would just stand and watch the storm and not go out there. Because we just don't feel like we're prepared enough. Like we don't know what's going to happen when we go out into the storm. But guess what? That storm is going to continue regardless if you stand out there and walk through the storm and just get through whatever you need to go through, and or you just stand there. Because, and I believe in God, but I believe that God knows that you are enough, that what you have already prepared is enough for you to go and walk out through that storm. See what I'm saying? So yes, there are times where we just feel like, you know, like I said, especially being seasoned, let me just go back one moment. So think to yourself the first time that like something dramatic happened to you and you felt like you were just not going to make it. Like you just felt like, oh no, this is the end. And that could have been 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. I am turning 36 this year. So I have thousands of stories like that where I just felt like I'm not going to make it. This is it for me. I'm done. I remember the first time that happened to me, I was like, I cannot, this is, you know, like, don't talk to me, I'm just going to cut off everybody. That was like over 20 years ago. I feel like whatever happened, I was not enough. I did not know enough. I wasn't prepared enough to get through it. The first time, look where I am now, 36 years old. I've had a lot of things happen to me where I felt like that, but guess what? I'm seasoned. You're seasoned. You know, we lose our jobs, we lose our relationships, we lose loved ones, and we always gonna have that moment where it feels like I can't go through this by myself. I am not enough. And that's okay to have that emotion. That's fine. But just remember that you got through it the very first time it happened to you with no experience whatsoever. Now you're seasoned. Now you're like cooking in the crock pot. You're good to go. Yes. And you're going to get through it because you are enough, because you are experienced, because you have way more experience than the first time something happened to you. But again, a reminder, even back then you had it. So yes, don't forget that you are enough because you are seasoned. You are just right. You have everything you need to go out into the storm. You may feel like, you know, I don't have my umbrella. I don't have, like I said, the poncho, the galoshes, whatever else. Fine. It's okay. That storm is going to continue to storm and rain up until you walk out there. And you know what? Sometimes when you walk out there, it just clears up. And you just get to where you're going. But like I said, I believe in God. So I honestly believe that He knows that you are enough, that you're seasoned to get through a season. Bars, yes. So yes, well, I love them. Say it again. So God believe that you are seasoned enough to get through a season. Yes, I love it. So yes, don't forget that you are enough because you are seasoned. And one more time for the people in the back. God believe that you are seasoned enough to get through a season. Yes. So yes, I'm so excited for you guys. So second thing, your words are enough. So, shout out to Confessions from a Red Couch, Janae. She, every morning, she puts out confirmations of reminders of who we are and what we are to contribute to ourselves, especially on self-care. And when we speak those things into existence, they are strong enough to confirm who we are, what we're doing, what direction we're going through, because our words are this are enough. Our words are just that strong enough to put it out there into the universe. I have a list of wants that I want to do, things that I want to accomplish. I'm not really good at setting goals, but I will write down what my goal is. And then whenever it happens, because like I said all the time, God hears my whispers. As much as he hears me praying to him and being loud and saying, Lord, I need this right now. Or Lord, just thank you for everything you've done, either or. But it's my words that are getting through to him to remind him of what he promised me. So your words are enough. When you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, I'm going to have a good day no matter what. Cheryl, Karen, whoever cannot get on my nerves today, it's my choice. And you remind yourself of that and you affirm yourself of that. And you remember, you know, okay, Karen's finna, you know, trying to do a little shoulder tap on me. I'm not doing that because I said this morning, I'm going to have a good day. Maybe Karen didn't hear you, but guess what? You heard yourself. Your words are enough to put you in your direction of saying, I'm going to have a good day no matter what. So, yes. And when we speak things into existence, like I said, write a list of things that you want. And when it comes to fruition and when it comes out there, you can say, this is what I said I wanted and this is what I got. Me podcasting, this is what I wanted to do. And God has literally placed me in situations and placed me at tables where it's just like, here you go. Because you spoke it, I heard you, here we go. Every morning when I wake up, I tell myself, Crown Riri, your crown is there. It may tilt to the left, it may tilt to the right, but it's there. And there are moments throughout my day when I have to remind myself, I'm crowned. I don't got time for this. I'm too old for this. And when you speak it, and because your words are so strong, sometimes it calms that situation. Just speaking it into existence of saying, I'm not doing that today. Because I'm crowned and they're trying to try me and I'm good off that. And leave it at that. Believe me, you are enough because your words are enough. That's number two. Number three, one of my crown moments. And I put, your own 2 feet are enough. And when I say that, I'm not saying you don't need help from anyone. I'm saying take a moment to realize how many people have you helped? How many times have you became the strong friend? How many times have people reached out to you when they're going through something? But guess what? When you need yourself, you are not on your own. When you think about it, when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm here for that person, this person, that person. Your strength, people relying on your strength, is the strength that you've already had before. I myself had to learn that. Like I said, I was in a 10-year relationship. The ride and die of the relationship, gave everything plus more of myself. And when it was over, I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I can't, I'm not. I kept saying, yes, that's what I told my counselor. I was like, I don't know why I feel like I'm not enough. And she was like, well, why would you feel like that if you were carrying the relationship with somebody else? Why don't you think that you're not strong enough to carry a relationship with yourself? Hello. So when she said that, I was like, you're right. And, you know, just a reminder again, think about all the relationships that you have been in where you had to be the strong person and where you had to be that person, you know, that shoulder to cry on. And when you had to make some decisions on somebody else's behalf because they did not know what to do, or, you know, just a moment where it's just like, you know, I need you from other people. You have to realize that you were strong in those relationships. You're strong enough to be in your own relationship with yourself. I focus on it a lot about dating, not dating myself, but just falling back in love with myself. And I had to realize that I'm strong enough to nurture my relationship with myself to where I don't feel like I need somebody else to help me do that. Because that should never be the case when you're stepping into any type of ship, whether it's relationship, friendship, family. You should already be prepared and enough for yourself, because nobody is going to say, hey, you know, not everyone's going to give you a compliment every morning to tell you that you're beautiful or that you're a handsome king. You have to say that to yourself, because that's the relationship that you're in. Like, when you wake up in the morning, you are in your self relationship. Regardless of who you're laying next to, who you're not laying next to, you have to confirm with yourself, I'm good today. I'm strong for myself today. I can get through whatever I'm getting through today on my own. But if there are friends out there that's willing to lend a hand, that's wonderful. But you have to be prepared. Just as you are prepared for everybody else's situation, be prepared for your own situation. Why? You are enough. If everybody else can depend on you, then you can depend on yourself. And you should be good with that. So yes, those three things. Again, let's start from the top. You are enough because you are experienced. You're seasoned. And my favorite, God believes that you're seasoned enough to get through the season. Yes, I love it. Number two, your words are enough. Speaking into existence is how I was raised, because it's coming from me and God hears it and he'll make a decision on it, but I'm speaking into this existence and I'm saying that this is what it is and I'm standing firm in whatever it is. So when you tell people, no, that's not for me, stand in that, because you are strong enough to stand in your word. Your word is enough. Or make your word enough that when people be like, oh, okay, she's good or he's good, that's it. Leave it there. You know, don't have to be like a negative thing. You can tell, like I do, tell people you are crowned. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. Speak that, because your words are so strong that it gives an out view to that person and them saying, you know what? He or she is right. This is not a down moment for me. I am crowned. I am a king or I am a queen. That's always my message to people. But I believe in that so strongly that I'm so passionate about it. Why? Because my words are enough. I mean, look at everything, and not bragging about me, but just having that moment of saying I am crowned and I am able to have a platform to tell other people that they're crowned. How did that start? By me believing in my words, believing in myself, that my words are enough to invest in myself to have the message, we are crowned. So yes. And the third thing, you on your own 2 feet are enough. Like I said, when you sit down and you think about all the people that depend on you and the different relationships that you have, you will then see that, okay, I'm strong enough for my own relationship with myself. Like I said, it took me some time to realize that in my ship, 10 years, I was the rock. I was, like I said, the ride and die chick. I was just there making sacrifices and doing what I needed to do, because I believe in the ship so much. But we have to believe in the ship within ourselves. We have to believe in that personal relationship with ourselves. And another reminder again, that if we can do that, then we are strong enough to be with ourselves during like the darkest moments, or as I say, not the lonely moments, but when you feel alone, not lonely, you are enough. You know, you are your own company. So yes, excited. I hope you guys got the concept of that. Again, speaking to you guys, I'm speaking into me. This weekend, I finished that book on Saturday. And it was just a lot of confirmation there and a reminder, even when I'm doing this and reaching out to people and just nervous about the feedback or whatever else. Sometimes I don't feel like I am enough, and then I am reminded that how would I feel that way if I'm still going? I'm seasoned, speaking things in existence, and realizing that the energy I put into a whole relationship, I can put into my relationship with myself, and also just put it into like my craft or whatever I'm doing. So, crown ones, kings, queens, reminder, you are enough. You are crowned. You have crowned with many jewels. And yes, I know that there are times where it just feels like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. This is not for me. But remind yourself. I'm reminding myself. And I'll say it one more time. God believed, knows, predestined you to already be seasoned for your season. Thank you so much again for listening to the Crown Top Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to me. Again, learning that I am enough to just be my own person on the show, my own guest. And there will be other guests on here, but I just want to reach out to you guys more and give you stories about me and, you know, crown moments and a better understanding of why I believe that we are crowned, why we are valuable beings, why we people of color are way more than what we were told 400 years ago or what we were told yesterday or told 2 weeks ago. I mean, but again, on a positive note, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Crown Top Podcast. All the information for the book, as far as Elaine Will Worth More Than Enough, Claiming Space for Who You Are, will be the link on crownwoman.com. Thank you so much again for Mr. Al Pete for the Crown Talk Podcast intro. I definitely appreciate it. Again, you can check me out at crownwoman_com. Also, crownwoman.com, crownwoman'smerch.com, and also crownwoman's group on Facebook. And check out my podcasting neighbors on npn.llc.com. You can find this podcast on here along with a lot of other podcasters out there. So yes, please go and supporting me and also supporting other podcasters. Thank you so much for tuning into the Crown Talk Podcast. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget your crown. Don't forget your crown. Thank you. We.